I try to be a good girl for Daddy. Most of the time I am. I take care of Daddy just like I've been trained. I cuddle up in his lap when he wants. I get his drink and rub his back when he's had a hard day at work. And I always make my warm, wet mouth available to him to use whenever he wants. Daddy tells me I suck his cock like such a good girl. I make sure my whole body is available to make Daddy feel good, because that's what good girls should do. And most of the time, I'm a good girl. But sometimes, I'm not. And I don't mean to be, but I can't help it. So, when Daddy's at work, I'm not allowed to touch his toys. But the toy I really want to play with is the one between my legs. Oh, I can feel it. Aching, throbbing, dripping wet. I don't want to touch it, but I need to. That toy belongs to Daddy, and it's wrong to touch without his permission, but I can't help it. My fingers find their way to Daddy's toy, and it just feels so good. But Daddy always knows when I misbehave. He knows the moment he gets home if I've touched his toys. And when I'm bad, Daddy tells me I need to be punished. Daddy knows just how to treat his girl when she's bad. Unfortunately, he knows how much I love his spankings. So that's not how he punishes me anymore. No, Daddy's punishment is much, much meaner. You see, when I'm naughty, Daddy brings home another girl to play with. And he makes me watch. Daddy knows how much I hate it. And he knows just how wet it gets me to watch. He has me kneel next to them, and Daddy makes me touch his toy, but I'm not allowed to come, no matter how badly I want to, no matter how close I get. But I know the punishment will only be worse if I come, so I try to be a very good girl. He's always so gentle at first. He uses his mouth on her, tells her how good she tastes. Sometimes Daddy makes me taste too. It makes Daddy's toy throb, and I want to come so bad it hurts. Watching Daddy fuck his new girl so slow and gentle, telling her how good she feels and what a good girl she is, as I kneel beside the bed and rub his toy, wanting it so badly. But then Daddy isn't so nice to his new toy. He pulls her hair and slaps her pretty face, and he fucks every hole with that big, beautiful cock. Daddy is so rough with his toys sometimes, but I can tell by her screams and moans how good it feels. It's so fucking sexy when Daddy abuses his toys. Daddy knows that's just how I like to be fucked, and he makes me watch when he does it to another girl. He wraps his hand around her throat and looks at me, and he tells me this is what good girls get. As he pounds his new toy over and over again. I want to look away, and I don't want to stop touching, but it feels so good. And I'm at the edge when he makes her taste herself on his cock. Oh, he pushes it deep into her throat, and I know what comes next. I want it so bad. I want it all for myself. But I've been bad. Daddy grunts, and he growls, and he feeds all his yummy cum to her. It's always such a big load. My mouth waters as she scoops it into her mouth. Then Daddy gets off the bed and points at me. "User," he says. And they do, some gently, some harshly, but either way, I'm their bitch until Daddy has seen enough. And then comes the worst part. Daddy always asks me if I liked what I saw. He asks how wet it made his toy, and if I want to come. And he knows I want to come, but he makes me beg for it. Sometimes, Daddy makes me suck his cock while I beg. And it always ends the same way. When I'm nearly in tears from desperation, he stands up. He tells me, "Only good girls get to come, and you've been a bad girl." And then he sends me away. Soaked. Throbbing. So fucking frustrated to think about what I've done. I promise him that I'll be a good girl, and I crawl into bed. I always fall asleep thinking about Daddy fucking me like he fucked the other girl. And I hope he'll use me tomorrow night. Because I know I'll be a good girl for him tomorrow.